大家好，我们开始之前我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
当我们想起我们能够来到你面前去敬拜你的时候，我们的心就充满喜乐。
When we think about the opportunity to come before you to worship you, we just feel the joy。
愿意我们把自己打开，让你的灵，让你的话语去光照我们。
Maybe we open our hearts so that your words can enlighten us。
愿意我们不单只见到我们本来的面貌，也会回去的时候改变我们。
Not only can we see our true inner self, but we can retain and change。
求主给我们力量。
Please bless us with your strength。
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer, Lord.In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
解释什么？
What is this?
哈？ Oh, a coin. OK. 多少钱呢、啊？一毛钱。一毛。
Ten cent coin.
OK, 一毛钱就是十分钱了，是不是？
So a dime is 10 cents, right?
那么它们有什么分别啊？
So what is the difference?
哈、啊、OK 那我其实它有很多分别了，但是我刚强调的一个分别的就是一毛钱就是一个 银币，它是分不开来的，就是 不像好像这十分钱你可以把它分开。
Actually, there are a lot of differences. The only thing that I can sometimes think about is a dime is one piece, but 10 cents is 10 pieces. Is you can divide it.
所以律法是同一个道理。
So the law is actually from the same logic.
旧约里面有611条律法。
There are 611 rules.
但是
according to the Old Testament.
但是呢，他们是连在一起，不能分开的。
But they are connected and cannot be divided.
圣经告诉我们，律法是一个单元。
The Bible told us that the law actually is in one unit.
所以呢，雅各书二章十节讲到，因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
So this is why in the book of James it says that for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all.
我在这个教会里面开始讲十节的，今天。结果讲到第十条了，所以过了十个月以后，我们来到第十条的诫命了。
I started preaching here based upon the Ten Commandments, and today is the Tenth Commandment, so it has been 10 months.
第十诫里面呢，其实是告诉我们不可贪恋别人的东西。
The Tenth Commandment said that you should not covet over other people's things.
但是呢，在我们今天的社会里面呢，不觉得贪心是一个问题。
However, in this society, greed doesn't seem to be a problem.
很多人会告诉你，我们社会怎么可以推动啊？就是因为我们这个贪心在里面了。
People say that how can the society move ahead? The driven factor would be greed.
美国是一个很好的例子。
America is a wonderful example.
美国的经济呢不是靠农业。
The economy of the United States is not dependent on agriculture.
也不是完全靠工业。
And it's also not dependent on industry.
美国的经济呢是一个消费的一个经济。
American economy is based upon consumerism.
没有贪念，哪有美国的经济啊？
So if you do not have greed, how can you have the economy in the United States?
所以呢，我们有一句名言呢、啊，在一个电影里面，《Wall Street》就是《华尔街》里面有一句名言，就是他说 "Greed is good"， 就是贪心是好的。
So there is a popular saying on Wall Street, and the saying is that the greed is good.
弟兄姐妹，你要记住。
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember.
律法就是好像一个银币一样。
The law is just like a coin.
是一个单元，是不能分开的。
It is in one unit.
所以如果杀人是罪，那么贪心也是罪。
So if murder is a sin, then coveting is also a sin.
如果拜偶像 另一个人不能进天国，那么我们一点点的贪心也会阻碍我们去进天国。
So in the nature of that sin would prohibit us from entering heaven, just a little bit of the sin will also prevent us from entering heaven.
因为我们犯了一条就是犯了众条。
Because when we break one law, then we have break them all.
所以当我们看圣经的时候呢，我们不能看这些我同意的我就去遵守，其实我不太同意的我就不遵守。
So we cannot just pick out the ones that we want to obey and the other laws that we do not have to obey.
所以呢，今天我们来看最后一戒，就是第十戒。
So today we will examine the last law, that's number 10.
那么我们首先要研究一个问题呢，就是为什么贪心是一个严重的问题呢？
What we want to talk about is why is greed a serious problem?
因为贪心呢不是一个行为上的问题，而是呢一个内心的问题。
Because greediness is not an outward problem, but an inner heart problem.
如果你看十戒里面呢，从第一戒到第九戒都是针对人的行为了。
Because if you examine the Ten Commandments from 1 to 9, it is action towards people.
你看其实不可杀人呢，不可奸淫呢，拜偶像啊。其实通通你都可以从一个人的行为里面去看出来。
You can see, do not murder, do not commit adultery, all that are human actions.
但是第十戒不可贪心呢，却是针对人的内心。
However, the Ten Commandments do not have a greedy heart, it's your inner heart.
还有圣经呢提醒我们，其实人的内心比起一切都更重要。
Actually, the Bible often reminds us that our inner heart is more important than anything else.
这个就是箴言四章二十三节，里面说，你们要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
So in Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
所以你可以简直讲了。你的心是一个怎么样的心呢？你就会走一条怎么样的路。
So that you know, wherever your heart is, you're going to walk in the same direction.
在提摩太前书六章第十节里面呢，他也提醒我们。
So in First Timothy also reminded us.
他说贪财呢是万恶之根。
It says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
那这句话呢，很多人记错了，他以为呢是金，就是钱财是万恶之根，其实圣经没有这样子讲。
So some people misunderstood this as if money is the root of all evil, but really the Bible did not say that.
他是说贪财是万恶之根。
It says that the greed of money.
还有呢，他不是说贪财是最邪恶的。事情。
It also said that the greed for money is not really the worst.
他只是告诉你呢，他是说其他罪的一个根源。
It says that it is actually the source of other evil deeds.
那你想想，当你贪人别人的赤子的时候，你很有可能最后就犯奸淫了。
So if you have a coveting heart over other people's wife, eventually you will commit sin.
如果你贪人别人的财产呢，最后呢，你可能会杀人，你可能会去偷。
So if you covet over other people's money, eventually you commit theft or robbery.
很多人拜偶像的最基本的原因就是因为贪婪。
Many times the thing came from very fundamental reasons.
所以呢，在圣经里面，他提醒我们。其实贪心呢是一个很严重的一个罪。
So the Bible kept reminding us that greed is indeed a very serious sin.
因为当你的心腐化的时候，你的行为也会腐化。
So because if your heart is corrupted, then your inner self will also be corrupted.
所以呢，我们不要骗自己。
So let us not deceive ourselves.
告诉自己，我只是羡慕别人的东西一点点而已。
That we are only admiring other people's wealth.
我们不是真的把他的东西抢过来啊。
Well, I'm not really going to covet and steal that from them.
圣经说你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
the Bible says you have to preserve your heart more than anything else.
因为呢，你一生的果效是从心里发出来。
Because everything that you do in your life comes from your heart.
第十诫也提醒我们另外一个事情。
So the Ten Commandments also reminded us of another matter.
贪心其实不是一个欲念的一个问题，它是一个对象的问题。
Greediness is not a desire problem, but an object problem.
你知道呢，其实其他宗教呢，他们对罪都有他们的了解。
In other religions, everyone has their own understanding of what sin was.
比方说呢，佛教，我们众人熟知的佛教，他对罪是有怎样的了解。
Just like in Buddhism, they have an understanding of sin this way.
他说他看见了人生是苦的。
He said that life in a human being is actually bitterness and suffering.
他说为什么人生是苦啊？
So why is life bitter and suffering?
因为人有欲念。
Because we have desires.
当你有欲念的时候呢，你就会有苦了。
So if you have desire, then you will have bitterness.
那么你也会犯罪的。
So you're going to commit sin.
所以对于一个佛教的人呢，他们是怎么解决罪跟苦的问题呢？
So how would the Buddhists resolve your problem of not having a bitter life?
他们就是如果你断绝你的七情六欲的时候呢，那么你人生就不会苦了。
So if you cut off all your desires,Then you have no bitterness.
那圣经却不是言辞教。
However, the Bible did not explain it this way.
神是创造人的，所以他对人很了解。
God is the creator of people, so he understands that perfect.
只是圣经有批评，好像佛教言辞的宗教。
Actually, the Bible has criticized other religions' understanding.
这些宗教呢，是靠这些。受刑的一个方法苦行的一个方法，圣经告诉我其实这类的都是没有用的。
Actually the other religions depend on deed to overcome your bitterness and the Bible told us that they are all useless.
在哥罗西书二章二十三节这里简直讲，这些窥瞟其人徒有智慧之名，用示意敬拜自表谦卑苦待给己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上毫无功效。
In Colossians chapter 2:23 says, such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in the restraining sensual indulgence.
当圣经告诉我们不可贪心的时候呢，其实如果我们看下去的时候，你就了解这个不是一个欲念的问题，是一个对象的问题。
So when the Bible reminds us thou shalt not covet, it is not a desire, but it is a will.
贪婪的这个字的意思呢，就是欲望，或者我们可以翻成渴望。这是一个 desire 的意思，
贪恋是一个 desire， 不是一个欲望。
OK， 所以呢，有的时候呢，圣经会把这个字呢翻成喜悦 delight。
So sometimes they translate that as a sort of delight.
第一次这个字出现呢，其实是在创世纪二章九节。
So the first time that this word appears is actually in Genesis chapter 2:9.
这里讲到耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。
It says here that Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye.
那悦人眼目这个悦这个字，其实就是我们贪这个字是同一个字，在希伯来文。
So the word pleasing is actually coveting.
所以我相信呢，其实你喜欢一样东西，这个事情本身不是一个罪。
So if you just like something, actually it is not a sin.
对我们基督徒来说，神也没有告诉我们，你好像佛教的，你要压抑你这个感情。
As a Christian, the Bible did not tell us that you have to suppress your sensuous likeness.
实际上圣经呢有告诉我们在提摩太前书六章十七节里面呢，他讲到一句话，就是呢我们的神呢是厚赐白物给我们享受的神。
Actually, First Timothy chapter 6:17 it says, commend those who are enriched. Actually, God wants that provide us wealth so that we can enjoy it.
所以呢，你享受神给我们东西，其中一个目的就是希望我们享受。
So when God gives us things, bless us with things, it's actually for us to enjoy.
你想想呢，为什么我们的舌头可以好像你吃东西可以吃到不同的味道？神简直。谢谢的只是是希望你享受这个食物。
So what you think of tongues and taste buds, it is for us to enjoy the flavors.
第十节的这个重点呢，它是提醒我们，你所贪恋的东西不可能是别人的东西。
So the tenth commandment reminds us that we should not covet over other people's things.
不可能是别人的妻子，不可能是别人的房屋。仆人或者是产业。
So you cannot covet over other people's wife or maid or property.
所以圣经是提醒我们，不是你要去好像禁止这个，好像你喜悦一样东西。你是当你喜悦一样东西的时候，你要看看这个对象是不是一个正确的一个对象。
So the Bible is not to encourage us or prevent us from liking things.But if we like something, we have to examine whether our attitude and the object is correct.
所以当我们有这个了解的时候呢，那么我们就想一想，怎么可以遵守不可贪人别人的东西这条诫命呢？
So if we have this understanding, then we can examine how we can carry out the non-coveting part.
其实圣经告诉我们，要遵守不可贪人的方法，就是人要记住。
Actually, the Bible reminded us that the only way to prevent from coveting is to remember God's will.
Be content.
Be content.
这个是希伯来书13:5-6所的教训。
Actually, Hebrews 13:5 reminded us of this.
你们诚心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
It says here, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
你有没有看见呢？贪心的相反，不是无欲无求哦。
So you can see the other side of greed is not to have no desire at all.
他是告诉我们贪心的相反，你个人，我们每一个人要记住，要买。
Actually, the other side of greed is that we have to be content, 知足。
就是呢，你要满足，特别你要满足神所给你的东西。
You have to be satisfied with what God has blessed you with.
当你知道什么东西是属于别人，什么是东西是属于你的时候呢，你就不会嫉妒别人所拥有的东西。
So if you have the ability to distinguish what belongs to you and what belongs to other people, then you no longer have desire to covet.
如果你能够相信呢，你今天所拥有的是神所分配给你的时候呢，你也不会贪心。
So if you believe what you have is what God has blessed to you, then you also will not covet.
因为你知道神所给你的东西就是最好，对你来说是最好的东西。
Because whatever God has blessed you with, it will be the best for you.
一个知足的人呢，他是一个能够信靠神的一个人。
A contented person is one that relies and depends on God.
他知道了神不会撇下他，也不会丢弃他。
Because he knows that God will never leave you nor forsake you.
他知道了神不会不记得他的需要。
He knows that God will not not remember what they need.
哪一个 好像减脂的一个人呢，不代表他没有缺乏。
It doesn't mean that a person that has this has no needs.
保罗呢，在腓立比书四章十一到十三节里面简直说。
In Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul says this.
我无论在什么情况都可以自足，也是我已经学会了。我知道怎么处被贱，也知道怎么处丰富，化饱足，化饥饿，化有余，化缺乏，谁是谁在我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
He says here, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether we well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
保罗为什么可以做到这个事情？
So how can Apostle Paul accomplish this?
因为他上面讲到，当他有需要的时候，他只要做一件事情，就是凡事执着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所需要的告诉神，神所赐人出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Because the apostle knows that whenever he has lacking, he would ask God in prayer, and he is assured and has the faith that God will provide according to what God thinks that we need.
当我第一次预备这篇讲道的时候，在我们自己教会讲的时候，神也给我一个贪心的考验。
So the first time when I was preparing for this sermon, God also gave me a test of competition.
你知道在我家里面呢，我们用钱呢有三个原则。
We have three principles of how we spend money in my family.
第一，如果我们已经在我们有 budget, 我们有一个预算里面已经预算有钱是用在这方面的，那么呢我们可以随便去用。
So the first thing is that if the spending is within our budget, that we can go ahead and spend the money.
第二就是你可以每天用你，我们有零钱的，好像小朋友一样啊，我们有零钱的。那么如果是你自己的零钱呢，你也可以随便用，不用申请的。我们说。
And we also have allowances, so if it's your own allowance, you can spend it any way you want to.
第三样事情呢，就是如果这个东西是小过50块，也不用申请。
So if the expenses is less than $50, you also can do it.
这个礼，当我当时预备学生讲到的时候呢，刚好是礼拜三这天呢，我就收到，你知道呢，这些卖广告的人会寄 email 给你的嘛，是不是？
So when I was preparing the sermon, and I think it was on a Wednesday, I received this advertisement.
嗯，我家里面有一个鱼缸、
I have aquarium at my house.
那么呢，我他就大减价卖这个石头。
So there's a super sale selling the rock.
一块钱一磅。
$1 a pound.
所以呢，如果我要多买石头呢，我算过，我大概只需要花30块。我就可以就足够了。
I only have to spend $30, then I will have enough rock for my aquarium.
那我第一个反应呢，就是感谢神了，因为小过50块不用申请嘛。
So I give thanks to God because $30 is less than $50, so I can spend that.
但是呢，我心里面就有这个问题：为什么每一次买东西的时候呢，我只担心我太太太批准不批准，从来没有想过。神批准不批准呢？
So I wonder why every time I spend money, I would worry about whether my wife will object. I never worry about whether God will object.
所以呢，我就问你怎么肯定这个是神的旨意叫你去买啊？
So how do you make sure that this is really God's will for me to spend the money?
因为我们刚刚已经讲了嘛，如果写一个不是神为你安排的，你去贪的时候，那么你就是贪心了嘛。如果这个是神 给你的，你喜欢，那我觉得都没问题。
So we just talk about this. If we know that it's something according to God's will, then it's not coveting. But if it's not according to God's will, then it would be coveting.
那么我就问自己，你怎么知道是神的旨意呢？
So how do you know? I ask myself that this is God's will.
我就想起戴德生的一个故事。
So I remember a story of Hudson Taylor.
戴德生呢，他一生人呢，不把自己的需要告诉人的。
He in his whole life he never tells people what he needs.
他只把他的需要告诉神。
He only tells God his needs.
那么我心里就为难了。
So it makes that thing a little difficult for myself.
因为这个大减价呢，只到这天的midnight， 就是午夜就还了。
Because super sale will expire at the end of the day.
怎么可能我太太会问我，你是不是要买石头？没有可能的嘛，
yeah.
是不是？
So there's no chance that my wife will have the opportunity to ask me, why do you have to buy the rocks?
但是我刚刚已经告诉你们，我们的神不会撇下你，不会丢弃你的嘛。你长到是点石长人，你怎么自己不相信呢？不可能的，是不是？
So God has already assured us that he will not leave us nor forsake us. So how can you preach this message without believing in it?
所以我就决定，我只告诉神，我不告诉我太太。
So I have then decided, I just asked God, I will not tell my wife.
那么过了两个小时啊。
So after 2 hours.
那当天呢，我是要预备一首诗歌，那么我要找我太太去教我怎么唱。
So I picked a hymn, and I have to ask my wife to teach me how to sing the song.
所以呢，其实我当天也等这个领唱的把这个东西寄给我，所以我太太可以弹给我听是怎么样的音乐。
I was also waiting for the song leader to send me the song so that my wife can play the piano so that I know how to sing.
所以两个小时以后呢，我们就打开我们的 iPad 看看这个领唱的有没有回我们的 email。
So after 2 hours, open up the iPad to see if the song leader has given us a hymn.
那刚好我有一个朋友是教我洋语的，他就回答我对石头的这个问题的，他也寄一个 email 给我。
So just that somebody that who taught me English also gave me a response to my question about the rust.
Okay, 所以呢，那么我太太一看这个标题呢，他就知道我要买石头嘛。
So my wife saw the subject, then my wife knew I want to buy the rust.
他就问我，你又要买石头啊？
So you ask me, you want to buy rocks again?
首先我感谢神，神真厉害，他真的没有丢弃我。
So the first reaction was, God really knows my needs.
那么你猜 Audrey, 这是我猜他的反应，他回答是什么？
So what was the response of my wife Audrey?
又要买石头？没有。
You want to buy rocks again? No.
那么心里面虽然想告诉他小个50块不用申请呢。
Even though it's less than $50, I'm thinking about I don't have to ask you.
但是神给我一个答案，就是神告诉我，这个不是我为你安排的，所以我就很安然的，我就好了。你我太太说不要，那么我就不买。
But the answer was very obvious. God said, "This is not what I have arranged for you." So if your wife answers no, then I'm not going to buy it.
当我了解这个是神的安排的时候，我心里面就有平安。
So when I knew that that was God's will, then I had peace in my heart.
最后一个第十诫提醒我们的就是贪心。为什么贪心不是一个小的问题？因为它是一个敬拜的问题。
The last point is greediness is not a minor problem because it is really a worship problem.
你知道我们贪的东西都是我们以为是有价值的东西。
Because the things that we covet for are all things that we thought we have value in.
如果这个东西你觉得没有价值，我送给你，你也不会要。
If you do not believe that certain things have value, even if I give it to you, you will refuse.
你知道呢，我们英文呢 ，worship 这个字呢，其实是从 worth 价值这个字 演变出来的。
So actually the roots of the worship actually is word.
所以呢，我们所敬拜的东西的对象就是我们觉得有价值的东西。
So the things that we worship are things that we feel has value.
然后呢，我就要提到呢，我们敬拜的东西呢，是我们讲到有一个终极价值的东西。
So actually the things that we worship in our heart it has an end value.
什么叫终极的价值？
So what is the end value?
你知道人生就是一个不断的一个交易。
You know that human life is a continuous transaction.
你会用时间去交换知识。
You sometimes use time to exchange for knowledge.
你用你的知识去交换这个职业。
You use knowledge to exchange for jobs.
你的职业会交换就是成为金钱。
And your career can also then transform into money.
有人用钱呢去交换享受。
So you use money to exchange for luxury.
但是呢 无论是怎么样的一个交易，交易到一个地步呢，你会说我不愿意再交易了，我手上的东西就是我最希望拥有的。
So whatever the transaction, one day it will end because you realize there's no more value in the last piece of the transaction.
当你不愿意再 OK 跟人家交换的时候呢，你手上所拿的东西呢，我们就说这个就是你的 end value， 你的终极的价值。
So whatever you have in your hands and you have refused to exchange that again, then that is the end value of what you have in your hands.
我告诉你，这个东西就是你看的东西，也是你敬拜的东西。
And this is the thing that you worship.
有些人呢，他会连他的命也不要，就是为了要换这个 end value， 这个终极的价值。
Some people will change their life for this end value.
对有一些人来说，这个东西就是钱呢。
And to some people, this end value is money.
有一些人，他的终极价值就是健康。
So some people's end value is health.
但是无论如何呢，这个就是你最后不愿意跟人换的东西，就是你最觉得最有价值的东西。
So the last piece of object that you refuse to change to people would be your end value.
所以当你有这个了解的时候呢，你现在就明白耶稣为什么说的一个人不能侍奉两个主了。
So if you have this end value concept, then you can understand why Jesus said no one can serve two masters.
你不是误这个爱哪个就是送这个心哪个，你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
这个就是为什么我说呢，贪心是一个敬拜的问题。
So this is why I said coveting is a topic of worship.
因为你所贪的东西呢，就是你会把你全个人生投放在这个方向的一个东西。
Because whatever you covet for, you are willing to exchange your life for.
所以我们每一个人都有我们最觉得有价值的东西。
So every one of us has something that we feel is the most valuable.
那么你就要问自己，你觉得最有价值的东西是不是能够真的满足你？
So you ask yourself, this, what do you think is the most valuable? Would that really satisfy you?
不单只是现在满足你，还有它能不能够永远满足你？
Not that it only fulfills your needs now, can you fulfill it for everlasting?
其实我们人只有两个选择。
So people will only have two choices.
你所敬拜的，要不然就是这些我们说被造物，要不然就是这个创造主。
So you have two choices. Either you take the thing that has been created, or you pick one that is the creator.
如果你是选这个被造物的时候。
So if you choose that the things that are created,
那么你就要准备怎么回答耶稣以下的问题。
Then you have to be able to answer the following questions.
耶稣在马太福音十六章二十六节里面这样子说，人若占这全世界，赔偿自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
In Matthew 15, that says, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
如果你所探的、所敬拜的对象是我们的创造主，
if your greed and your worship is our Creator Lord,
那么耶稣保证，
then Jesus has assured us,
凡喝血水的、他耶稣是简直、做一个比较，他说如果你喝一般的水，喝完以后你还会渴，但是人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
So Jesus actually using an analogy that says everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
耶稣告诉我们，如果你选择去敬拜我，如果我就是你所唯一所喜悦的东西，我告诉你，你永远不会渴，你会不断的满足。
So Jesus actually said that if you are chosen to worship me as your end value, you will never thirst again.
我认识有一个医生，
I know a medical doctor.
他本来呢是在美国呢做一个专科的医生。
He was a specialist.
所以呢 你可以说他在美国就是过一个很舒服的一个生活。
So you can say that he lived a very luxurious life.
但是呢他最后决定呢放弃在美国的生活，就去一个第三个世界的国家里面呢去传福音，还有就是当一个医生。
One day he decided to give up the luxury in this country and went to a third world country to be a missionary and also a doctor.
所以有一次呢，他回来美国的时候呢，我就邀请他全家人来我们教会里面去分享他们的见证。
So once he came back to the United States and invited him to come and share with my congregation.
他打完道以后呢，我就请他全家人来我们家里面吃中午。
So after the sharing, I invited his whole family to come to our house for lunch.
那么吃完饭以后呢，我就希望我们大人有一个交通的机会。
So after we had lunch, we hope that adults will have a chance to share some experiences.
所以呢，他就要打发他两个儿子呢。大概是十岁十多岁这样子的，打发他们去做自己的东西事情了嘛。
So he wants to send away his two teenage boys.
那么他这个太太呢，就从他的袋子里面拿了两个 Kindle readers 出来。
The wife took out the two electronic Kindle readers and gave it to the two boys.
那我不是讲就是Kindle Fire 就是彩色的，不是这个 Kindle Reader 是这个正方形的黑白的，只能用来读书的这个这一类的手提 device 啊。
So it's a mobile device. It's not in color, but it's black and white. It can only use for reading.
那么这两个小孩是很安静，坐在沙发里面自己读，很满足。
So the two boys took that Kindle reader and went to the corner and they were very satisfied and they were just reading.
实际上我去observe 就是我去观察这个家庭里面的时候，我就问自己一个问题。
So as I was observing this other family, I asked myself this question.
他们拥有这么小的东西，为什么他们却是这么快乐呢？
So how come they have two little devices, but yet they are so joyful?
我其实拥有比他们更多，我有一个 iPad, 我还有一个鱼缸。 但是我常常觉得不够，为什么呢？
But why? I have an iPad and I have an aquarium, so often in the time I'm still not satisfied.
原因就是让我想到我的终极价值是什么呢？
Then told me what my end value was.
第十戒是告诉我们不可贪恋别人的东西。
The Ten Commandments remind us not to covet over other people's things.
但是其实它是带我们回到十诫里面的第一条。
Actually, it brought us back to the first commandment.
就是除了我以外，不可有别的神。
It is, you shall have no other God before me.
因为你所贪的东西就是你所敬拜的东西。
Because what you covet for is what you worship.
我们最后一同祷告。亲爱的天父，我求你赦免我们，因为我们心里面的确有很多贪婪，有很多偶像还在我们的心里面。但是我们求主你光照我们，让我们知道我们的满足唯有在你里面可以找得到。
May you face shine upon us so that we know that only through you can we fulfill our wants.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer, O Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.